With an estimated forecast of $256 million, the half-cent tax would provide needed revenue for long-overdue projects throughout the district. Newly elected Superintendent Marcus Chambers said his number one priority is safety.
You know, we know right now that we've started the process of single point of entry and perimeter fencing in approximately 12 to 13 schools right now. But what we know is, you know, without this half cent initiative, it'll take us another probably 2, maybe 3 years to finish that initiative just based on funding.
Additionally, Chambers says other areas of importance include air conditioning.
You know, Fort Walton Beach High School, for example, we've been doing that system for well over 5 years because we've had to piecemeal it and just do sections of the school at a time. So to be able to fix air conditioning systems, I think would be huge. And then also roofs, the same thing. You know, we have several roofs that need to be replaced that we've just simply repaired, or we've actually put off until the next year because we could get by.
It's been 20 years since Okaloosa County has had a sales tax in place for schools. In 2010, voters rejected a half-cent sales tax for school infrastructure. In 2018, the Okaloosa County School Board tabled the idea to put forth a ballot initiative on a sales tax following the scandal with former Superintendent Mary Beth Jackson. Now, with a new administration and perhaps the most trying time for schools in recent history, Chambers says he believes there's a lot of support for public education.
When you look at the school district and, you know, during this pandemic, you know, we wanted to make sure that, you know, we're working with the community.
Chambers referred to examples of outreach efforts, such as providing meals to students and electronic devices for remote learning.
I think if there was ever a time in probably public education history where the school district, the community, and the families would come together in a partnership, this definitely exemplified that.
Okaloosa County is one of two Florida districts without some form of an additional revenue for capital expenditures. With an enrollment of over 31,000, the district spends about $237 per student, which is in stark contrast to neighboring counties, such as Walton, which has an enrollment of about 9,200 and spends about $3,300 per student. The county receives $30 million in funding for capital spending each year, but it's spread fairly thin, especially in a district that struggles with old infrastructure.
When you start looking at the $30 million and where does it go, you start looking at approximately, you know, $6.5 million goes towards technology, which are capital expenditures. Another $5.5 million goes towards maintenance and maintenance salaries and maintenance dollars that go to the schools for some basic fixes. Then you start looking at safety, and that's approximately anywhere from another $6 to $8 million. So that money can go quickly.
Once the money is all divvied up, Chambers says they're left with about $5 million to fix an entire school district.
So when you think about that, there's not a lot that's still left to go around. So if we are fortunate enough to receive this half-cent sales tax from the citizens of Okaloosa County, the word grateful would not be a big enough word.
According to the superintendent, a majority of the district schools are crowded at more than 90% capacity. He says part of the half-cent initiative, which would sunset in 10 years, is about preparing for the future.
It's a two-prong approach. It's what we can do with the half-cent sales tax dollars to fix our schools, but we have to be responsible in understanding the growth and be prepared to build new schools.
Chambers says he's not normally in favor of imposing taxes on citizens, but considering that approximately 56% of the half-cent sales tax revenue will be paid by tourists, and with the significance of its benefit, he's hopeful it will pass.
I do believe that this tax is needed, and it will literally set the stage for the next generation of Okaloosa schools.
For WUWF News, I'm Jenny McKeon.